Hello, everybody. So, I'm going to take this little test called the breast preference test. Now, as all of you should know by now, I'm actually the one who put this test together because as much fun as I had with taking, and as many of us have had with taking the penis preference test, love looking at cocks. I wanted to look at something else, something soft and, you know, well, something that I actually like looking at all the time, that I like playing with, that I like, you know. Anyway, I basically wanted to look at tits. If you want to strip it down, that's the reason I put this test together, because I like tits. Like is an understatement. I love tits. I wish I saw more on a daily basis. That's just how I am. So, I'm going to take the test. And apparently, my test is juicy. I did not figure out how to change that photo until after I already made the test, but it doesn't matter. As it says, do you prefer a handful? Or are you more of a bigger is better person? Let's find out, shall we? Now, I did put this together, but I don't actually remember the order of the pictures. So yeah. Okay, what do you think of this pair? Too small, just right, too big. Now, I actually really like this photo. I like her tits a lot. She has very nice pale skin, which I love pale skin. I don't know. I just think it'd be better to mark. And she has very tiny little nipples, and yeah, they basically just really make me want to wrap my mouth around them and suck and nibble and yeah, and I am actually playing with my tits while I'm doing this. Focus. I'm going to say just right, because they are. Okay. How big do you think these breasts are? Okay, I am actually bad at size. I know I'm the one who wrote this question, but I'm bad at it. Damn, is that a good picture? Ooh, God, they're just like perfect handfuls, and again, my hands immediately go to my tits. It's a thing. Just, you know, get over it. It's a thing. I like touching my breasts all the time. It's apparently that's going to happen while I'm taking this test. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, her tits are like really perfect sizes for, like, I could cup my hands, which probably means they're about like a C. C. Okay, wait. All right, I'm like a big D. I'm like a 48D, I think. I got big tits. So, I'm gonna say a C. Although she might be a full C, a low D. Oh, minor. No, I'm gonna say C. I don't really know. Like I said, I'm bad at that shit. So, oh God, they are fucking hot. Oh. How do you feel about pierced nipples? I love them. They are the best thing ever. So that's what I pick. And I, oh God, I love this photo. I love the tattoos. I mean, I personally, I prefer a bigger breast than this, but You know what? She's got the tattoos going. She's got the piercings. I can just... God. Oh, imagine what it feels like to have my tongue playing with those. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm only on question 3 and I'm already... what do you think of these? Real or fake? I actually really have enjoyed this question. Hearing what everybody has said, I find it very interesting that a lot of the men who have taken it have all said that they felt that they were real because you can't see the scars. And the women seem to have mainly said they were fake, which goes to show that we know boobs better than you do, guys, because these are obviously fake. They're very well done, although they're probably photoshopped, but it's the shape of them. There really are very few women who have perfectly formed tits. The biggest indicator is that you can barely tell any size difference. Every woman who has natural breasts, one is slightly bigger than the other. Okay, it's gonna happen no matter what. And these just, there's, it's the middle, down the middle. Unless they are really photoshopped, it's that part in the middle that just, it's, they're fake. They're, I mean, you know, they're beautiful, or she's photoshopped makeup, but they're fake. Also, I've actually seen this full picture, and I'm gonna say she's also had some work done on her face, so, yeah, they're fake. They're definitely fake. They're still good, and I still want to wrap my lips around them. But they're fake. How do you feel about these nipples? Too small, mouth-watering, a bit too big for me. Yeah, I like these. Not just the nipples. I like the breasts themselves. They're like a perfect little mouthful for me. yeah. I just, yeah. They're mouth-watering. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They're very perky. But see, again, if you look at the previous photo and this photo, these are real. And you can tell because of how they are, like, sloping down a bit, but they curve under. They're just the way they're shaped. You can tell real. The above ones, fake. I think guys just need to probably touch real ones and fake ones more often to get an idea of how to tell them apart. Mine are completely real, obviously. Even if I could afford to get fake ones, I probably wouldn't. So, you know, if any guy out there needs, you know, to practice on how to feel real and fake, I'll offer my tits as the real ones that you can go ahead and touch and squeeze and, you know, play with. Be my guest. How do you feel about these? The smallest I've ever seen? I've seen smaller. Funny thing about this, I had a different picture. A couple of these were like this, but I had a different picture for this. Her chest was actually smaller than this photo, and I wasn't able to add it. It was giving me like an error thing. So I have actually seen smaller. The other photo was going to be smaller. That said, as much as I do prefer much, I prefer the cups runneth over when it comes to breasts, but that said, I won't ever turn down a small chest, because they all deserve some love, and they're all just so delicious. So yeah, I love the reaction to this photo. How big do you think these are? And I think everybody has had an interesting reaction to it. And this is a very good indication of real versus fake. As you can tell, one is definitely bigger than the other. So this woman just naturally has the big tits. And I don't know what size. Again, I honestly don't know. I'm bad at that. But again, if I cut mine, which yes, I'm doing right now, mine are okay. She's probably a G. I think I've seen H, and they tend to be like a bit bigger than that. But you know what? She probably is an H. I'm still gonna say a G. I don't really know. I should probably look that up and like tell everybody. That would just mean that I would have to research tits more. I see nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted squeezing my breast. This is, if any guy ever wants to know what it's like having breasts, that's what it is. I constantly fondle myself throughout the day. Like, any chance I get, I fondle myself. I really do. I think the only time I don't is when I'm actually, like, in public to the point where I can't just reach up and, like, squeeze them. Although, that being said, I have been known to, like, reach up and readjust the strap on my purse and then kind of, like, let my hand fall down across the front of my body and kind of, like, brush and give myself a little squeeze real quick. I have done that walking down the street. But yes, when I'm home, the girls get a lot of love from me. So yeah, but that's just something, cause guys, if you ever wonder that women do that, we do that. Okay. We like our tits. We play with them. We, you know, they're relaxing. They're soft. Mine are very soft and you know, pillowy. I like them. They've been good to me. They could be a little perkier. They could be a lot perkier. But, still, I love my girls. How do these breasts make you feel? I'm completely indifferent to them. I probably shouldn't stand up for a while. Yeah, I probably shouldn't stand up for a while. I like them. I like them. I picked this photo for a few reasons. One of the main things is that I love the girl next door, you know, the plaid button up shirt, jeans, sexy. I just, yeah. And hers, I mean, God, she has good tits. Make me lick my lips. What I would do to her. Fuck. Okay, I need to move past this photo. Okay, now I love this one. What do you think about these? Too small for me. Average, nothing special. Nice and big. Way too big for me. They're nice and big. I like them because, one, she looks like she just got out of the shower, so she's still a bit wet, which is sexy. They're nice and full. They're probably not real, but that doesn't mean that that's a bad thing, you know. Nowadays, with fake tits, they've changed the way they're made so they can actually feel better. I like the way her nipples are nice and erect. I would like to bite them. and play with them until they get even more wrecked. Sorry, I'm just, oh my god, I was just rubbing my nipples through my shirt, and, okay, I'm gonna move past this one. this last one, how do these breasts make you feel? I'm legitimately scared right now. I want to bury my face in them. For me, I love a fuller, breast. However, these are I'm legitimately scared right now. This was not the photo that I originally had picked. The one that I did, again, gave me the error message. I have since figured out how to actually, get the photos, to add to the site. But this is sort of my plan B photo, what I was going to go to. So, and they are just as, prominent as the photo that I was going to go with. However, the other one, one, you could tell they were obviously fake, and two, she's pulling her shirt off, and kind of like one is higher up by her neck, and the other one is a little lower down, so they're really weirdly placed on her body for a moment whenever they snap that photo. And they also look like two bowling balls on her chest. They're way too big, and they're freakishly round, so either like a bowling ball or just like a giant melon. And they're scary. And that was the photo I was going to use, and I couldn't get it to work. So this was my backup one. So if just keep that in mind when you look at this photo, that if this was my backup one, the other one was even scarier. So just a little insight. And yeah, I probably should have added more photos, and I may do like another breast preference test with maybe like photos that are more not model women, that will also have many more to it. And that is not an excuse. Like, making another breast preference test is not an excuse for me to just look at tits for hours upon hours upon hours. That's not it at all. I'm taking one for the team in making these, because people, you're all enjoying them, and this is, you know, it's a hardship to have to wade through God knows how many pictures of breasts. God, that's such a lie. I would do it again in a fucking heartbeat. I can't get enough of looking at tits. Okay, so mine says 34% pure. However, that doesn't mean a fucking thing. just an FYI, I forgot to put it out there that it doesn't mean. The end results mean absolutely nothing. That is why it says that they mean absolutely nothing. This is just an excuse to look at tits. Don't you feel better now? I feel better now. I feel great. I just got to look at a bunch of tits. I feel awesome. Not only that, but I get to play with mine while I'm looking at tits. There is really not a lot better in life than looking at pictures of breasts while you squeeze and fondle your own. Men, you are totally missing out not having boobs. So, yeah. So it's fun. I kind of wish everybody had a pair that they could play with. Although technically everybody does. Well, no, not everybody does. I mean, if you're, if you don't like tits, like if you are like a gay man who does. No, you know what? I have yet to meet a gay man who doesn't at least enjoy them, like who doesn't want to like squeeze them and like, you know. So basically everybody, if you are a human being, you like tits. And if you're a human being, you can pretty much find a pair to play with. it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to find somebody out there. If you're a guy, I'm sure you'll find a woman who will let you, you know, squeeze them and bite them and caress them and play with them and do all manner of wonderful things with them. If you're a woman, you have a pair. So you can basically do whatever you want to them anytime. So, yeah. So yay for boobs. This was fun. I've enjoyed everybody who's done them. And I have a couple other tests that I have done that will be out soon that I will be putting requests out for probably in the next day or so. They're going to be much more graphic than these. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody take them. I've descended into madness that is photographic porn over the last couple of days. It's been fun. And, yeah, I don't really need an excuse to look at porn, to be honest, but it's kind of nice every once in a while to be able to lie and say that I do have an excuse. Okay. All right, that's it. I'm gonna, fuck it, I'm gonna go look at more pictures of breasts, because I can. All right, bye, everybody.